What about a peach whose meat easily separates from the seed?
Clearstone beans.
Okay. What are some beans? What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
String beans.
Okay. And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
Shell beans.
All right. And would you describe some different varieties of shell beans?
Well, shell beans are, would apply to peas.
Okay.
Peas and English peas.
Well, now, what's the difference between peas and English peas?
Well, there are several different kinds of peas. I mean, the English peas are the small green peas that you shell from a shell. And then we call some black-eyed peas. They have the black eyes, don't you know,
mm-hmm.
on the peas.
Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Salad. Or turnip greens.
What do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Corn on the cob.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
A mouse?
No.
A rat?
This is more closely related to a squirrel than that. It's a cute little thing. These things, they're usually sort of reddish brown.
Underground?
Yeah.
Are they ground squirrels?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back?
Polecat.
Okay. Do you have any other names for that?
A skunk.
All right. Have you ever heard it called anything else?
No.
Okay. What do you call a little creature that's about that big around and it hops along the ground? And some live on land and some live in water.
Frog.
Now, would you call it a frog, regardless of whether it lived on land or water?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Now, do you make a distinction between a frog and a toad, or are they pretty much the same?
Well, some say that the ones on the land are toad frogs.
Okay. What do you call a smaller variety of the same thing that makes a chirping noise?
Tree frog.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
I just call them they dig them out of the ground.
Uh-huh. Are these long ones that you're thinking
yeah.
of?
Yeah. We just call them bait, don't you?
Okay, fine.
No, oyster.
Huh?
Oyster.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, now, are earthworms and bait the same creature, or are they?
Well, some call them earthworms and some call them bait.
But it's the same. It's
the same,
same
thing. Yes, exactly the same thing.
Okay. Now, I don't know if do you all have very large worms around here, fat ones that people use for bait.
Is that Catawba worms?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime? So you
lightning bug.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes?
Ponds.
Over ponds or lakes.
Mosquito?
Now this thing I'm thinking about is bigger than a mosquito. It's long, thin, and it has, I think, two sets of wings. Once in a while you see one light on a clothesline.
Are they butterflies?
No.